Israel announced today it will ease its three-year land blockade of Gaza. To be clear, there are two parts to the blockade of the Gaza Strip. One is the naval blockade, which was involved in the flotilla deaths earlier, and one is the land blockade, which will be now eased. In a brief statement issued after 2 days of deliberations, Israel said more civilian goods will be allowed into Gaza. It follows international pressure after that raid on the aid flotilla, which attempted to break the naval blockade. We're joined now by the BBC's correspondent, John Donison, who's in Gaza. Good morning.
Morning to you.
So, exactly, do we have details on exactly how many more goods are going to make it through the land blockade now?
No, we don't. And I think that's the thing we should stress at the moment, that the statement we've had from the Israeli government this morning is about as vague and non-specific as you could get, really. They have said in a statement they are prepared to liberalize the system by which civilian goods enter Gaza. They went on to say they will expand the inflow of materials for civilian projects as long as that happens under international supervision. So I think the overwhelming sense here amongst ordinary people in Gaza is, well, let's wait and see what exactly this means. If 2 or 3 months down the line there has been real change and a real improvement in people's lives here with a greater amount of goods coming in, then fine. But for the moment, I think most people cautious at best.
You mean people in Gaza?
Absolutely, yes. And the Israelis are simply not saying exactly to what extent they're going to allow the amount of goods coming in. Israel already allows in basic humanitarian needs. It sends in trucks every day with goods on board. But that is less than a fifth, roughly, of what the United Nations says is needed here. So we're really going to have to wait and see are they going to be opening to the borders to just about everything, or are they going to be opening just increasing the number of food goods coming in and letting in construction material for the UN to use?
But as I said, the naval blockade remains in place, which presumably means that if the flotilla came through tomorrow, we'd have the same sort of confrontation on the seas.
I think we absolutely would. Israel continues to occupy and control Gaza's waters, territorial waters. It also controls its airspace and much of its land borders. And it's going to be very interesting in the coming weeks, because we have reports that ships are preparing to set off from Lebanon, just very close to Israel, which I think would go down extremely badly with the Israeli Navy. Israel, of course, has very hostile relations with the Lebanese. We also hear, as we talked a bit about yesterday, that Iran is preparing to send ships up through the Suez Canal, or at least to try and get them through the Suez Canal to Israel. And indeed, the Free Gaza Flotilla, which were the organisers of that original flotilla, also say they're preparing to send more ships. So I think if they do that, we could see the same sort of confrontation, or at least some sort of standoff at sea.
Well, the one thing that they did mention that they will begin to allow in are construction materials like cement and steel, which had been completely blocked before. And we'll see if there are, say, an increase in the number of goods or the types of goods that are allowed through the Gaza land blockade, at least. John Donison is the BBC's correspondent in Gaza.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.